with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Russian President Ukrainian President Zelensky and President Trump expressing hopes that today's critical talks with Ukrainian and European leaders at the White House could lead to trilateral talks with Russian President Putin. The president was asked if this is the last chance to get peace.
I can never say that. It's never the end of the road. People are being killed and we want to stop that. So I would not say it's the end of the road. No, I think we have a good chance of doing it.
That critical summit is now underway in Washington. Despite the ongoing diplomacy, Russian attacks have struck near a valuable nuclear power plant.
A Russian attack on Zaporizhia in southern Ukraine has injured at least 17 people. Footage released by emergency services shows firefighters putting out fires at scorched buildings. Authorities say the attack has damaged residential and commercial property, as well as a public transport stop. Ukraine's Air Defense Force says Russia launched four Iskander-M ballistic missiles and 140 Shahed and decoy drones across Ukraine overnight. 88 of those drones are said to have been intercepted or jammed. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Deadly conditions are expected as Hurricane Aaron barrels toward the East Coast this week. National Hurricane Center hurricane specialist Dave Roberts.
Rainfall is a concern, but the tropical storm force winds, the rip currents, the heavy surf, that's going to certainly be a concern, as well as storm surge.
Authorities on a few islands along North Carolina's Outer Banks issued evacuation orders, warning some roads could be swamped by waves of 15 feet. Stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 42 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead one. This is SRN News. A new British pornography law is working.
In July, the government began making online pornographers verify that a potential customer is 18 years old before allowing him access. As a result, traffic on Pornhub, the biggest pornography site in the world, has dropped by nearly half in the United Kingdom. Critics of the industry say this decline in usage demonstrates that a tremendous number of children were visiting Pornhub in violation of the law before the new statute went into effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Tennessee megachurch is opening a school. Northfield Church of Gallatin is partnering with the Learning Care Group to operate the first Pathways Learning Academy in the state. Church officials say the new 12,000-square-foot facility will offer working families reliable early education through STEAM-based programs that will be combined with faith-based education. This is SRN News. The Postal Service facing congressional attempts to strip billions in federal EV funding.
The effort comes a year after the agency announced a plan to replace thousands of gas-powered mail trucks with a mostly electric fleet. In June, the Senate parliamentarian blocked a Republican proposal to sell off the agency's new electric vehicles and infrastructure and rescind any remaining money. But the push continues. GOP Senator Joni Ernst says she is advancing a bill to rescind what's left of the $3 billion in federal funding. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Health officials in Texas have declared that state's measles outbreak over. The virus sickened 762 people since late January. State health data shows the last outbreak-related measles case in Texas, that was back on July 1st. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.